Now, if your name is Callaghan or Corrigan or Delahunty or Dennehy or Farrelly or Gagan or McLaughlin or O'Loughlin or Walsh, you may be in line for an inheritance from somebody from your ancestry who died in England or Wales. Unclaimedestates.ie is run by Finders International, and Maeve Mullen is a senior researcher with Finders International, and she joins us now in studio. Good afternoon, Maeve.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So your job is, you're very welcome, your job is to hook up people with their inheritance.
Yes.
They don't know they're Jewish or have it or are entitled to it, but you want to find them.
Exactly.
So go on, tell us what happens.
Exactly. So a typical situation is that somebody passes away in the UK, they did not make a will, they don't have any known next of kin, but it is known that they were perhaps born in Ireland or that their parents were born in Ireland. So we get a request to research, to go looking for their Irish extended family.
Who requests it?
If it's on the Bonavacantia list, it's the UK Treasury that's making that request.
So Bonavacantia is a Latin word for property that has no owner, ownerless goods.
Yes.
Now, if it's not claimed as such,
exactly.
It just goes into the British Treasury, does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If we
try our very best to find Irish family for all of these estates, because if a family is not found, then yes, the money goes to the UK Treasury. Yes.
So how do you go about finding the people? Do you put a call out on local radio stations or do you put an ad in the newspaper? What do you do?
No, we don't do that. So usually we are given the person's date of birth.
Okay.
We might also be given, you know, the county where they were born, but sometimes it might just say that they were born in Ireland.
Okay.
And we go looking for their birth record.
Yes.
And from that, we figure out their parents, and then their siblings, if they had any, and then descend those lines to find cousins that might be alive.
Okay. Yeah. And then you ring them, email them.
Exactly. We get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Most 99% of people that we get in contact with are very, very happy to get our call. The first thing we need to do is to make sure that they are connected to the correct family, that they are who we think they are.
Okay.
So, for example, if the person, the deceased person, is Patrick Murphy, well, we need to make sure that the Patrick Murphy in their tree is not a different Patrick Murphy.
Yeah,
if you understand.
Yeah. So you sort of verify the connection.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we use birth, death and marriage records.
Okay. Where does it stop? Yeah. Like how far distant a relative would get an inheritance? Do you keep going until you find somebody?
Yes, according to UK intestacy rules, we usually find, I have seen a case where it was second cousins that were inheriting, yes.
Okay.
So
what sort of figures are we talking about?
Typically, the cases that get great airplay and the cases that are favourites with the media are the big, million-pound cases. Those are quite unusual. So a typical case is usually £200,000, £300,000.
Not to be sniffed at.
Absolutely not. And it's also quite unusual that there would just be one beneficiary to a case, or one or two beneficiaries. What is much more usual with Irish cases is that there's 20 or 25 cousins that are all going to share.
Yes.
The
Dublin office is only open how long?
The Dublin office is open 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many do you cover in the?
Well, we would have hundreds of cases in progress at any one time, yes. Okay. But our cases don't just come from the bona vacantia list. I suppose we do a lot of work for UK solicitors, for UK councils, and for Irish solicitors as well.
There's a sadness around all this, isn't there? I think it strikes me that these people are so separated from their family.
Yes,
that you have to, as a modern day researcher, go and connect them up again.
Yes, and it is surprising that there are so many people who seem to have lost touch with their families.
How does that happen? Just from the stories you've covered,
it might be because of a falling out. And in some instances, there doesn't seem to have been a falling out. Just that. People's lives led them in different directions.
Of course, life takes over.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but really, when we do find Irish family, and mostly we do find who we're looking for, it's a win-win, because the Irish beneficiary that we found is going to inherit some money, and in a lot of instances, the people that we speak to are not as interested in the money as they are in hearing about their ancestor that they either didn't know about at all, or that they knew that their grandfather had a brother who went to England and nobody ever heard of him again. Kind of thing.
And good to hear them in that
way,
though.
Exactly. Yeah. And
do people think have you made those cold calls to people? I'm fascinated by that.
Yes.
Right. How did that go?
Mary,
stop. Is that you, Mary? Stop making a prank call now.
Yeah. we do, I suppose, we do try to explain that we are our bona fides and that we are a real company with a real office and real people.
Yeah.
And that it's not a scam. Actually, you know, people are understandably wary. Actually, in the US, when we're trying to locate and speak to potential beneficiaries in the US, there's so many scams going on in the US that they're very wary of us. But we eventually get our message across that we're real.
So,
yes.
And you're real, and you're a researcher with Finders International, who have a Dublin office, and unclaimedestates.ie has a list of all the
open Irish cases.
Right, I'm just looking at some that were listed in that Irish Times article there. Teresa Whiteney McInerney was originally from Limerick, where she was born December 1933. She died in Bridgend, Cardiff, early this year.
Yes.
She was a widow, predeceased by her husband Alan. Her estate was listed as unclaimed in June.
Yes.
And then there's a Patrick Gerald Riley, who was born somewhere in the Republic of Ireland and died age 68 in Lambeth, South London. In August of 1989, he was a bachelor. His estate is still unclaimed, almost 30 years after his death, and will revert to the UK Crown permanently this month.
Yes.
If it remains unclaimed.
Yes.
And that's changed now. It's 12 years now, is it?
It's 12, not claimed. Since 1997, that changed to 12 years. But prior to then, it was 30 years.
Yeah.
But in that instance, sometimes cases, it's not possible for us to prove a case if the person's date of birth was actually incorrect or changed, and it might have been changed accidentally as a typo, or it was on purpose, purposefully changed.
Yes, yeah.
And in that instance, it's very we can't actually prove that the person who died is the person that was born in a particular place
it's
in Ireland.
Fascinating work, Maeve.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. My background is that I worked in Bank of Ireland for 25 years in IT as an IT project manager. And when I was in Bank of Ireland, I did a night course in genealogy.
Right.
My dad, Dan, has always been very interested in genealogy, and he would have done genealogy the hard way before the internet.
A
pencil and microfilm and all that stuff. So I did the night class, and then I an opportunity came up for redundancy from Bank of Ireland. I really liked my job in Bank of Ireland, but I did want to do something different. So I did a master's in, I took the redundancy and did a master's in Irish history in Maynooth University. Absolutely adored that as well. And that was great because it's, I suppose Irish history is the context.
Yes.
Around, it's the story around.
Yes, you're,
the people.
I suppose these are the particular, and you have the general. You have the context of it all.
Yeah,
yes. Why somebody would have left to go to London in a certain time, and
exactly,
all that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Helps
exactly.
You understand their story.
So that's and that's how I ended up
in Finders International.
Exactly.
So there you go. It's a bit like sort of a historical lottery there. Unclaimedestates.ie. You never know your luck. Is there any Cosgrave family who left money? I'm sure I'm their long lost relations as that person. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And Maeve, thanks
brilliant.
So much for coming in.
Super.
That's fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.